Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
A Great Bar Sports Open Line continues right here on KMOX. Yesterday, the election, there was a sports connection to it as legalized sports gambling is coming to the state of Missouri. Of note, the Associated Press has yet to officially certify it. There's still some mail-in ballots out there, but it seems incredibly unlikely that something crazy would happen and it would not be legalized. One of the more prominent voices in the state that has covered this issue and talked about this issue is from our sister station, 96.5. The Fan in Kansas City. He is Alex Gold, and he joins us right now. Alex, thanks so much for your time. I got to think, as much time as you have spent in the last few years watching this go into the state house and everything, come back out of it, and eventually get to the ballot, it had to be rather gratifying to see this finally get passed last night.
Yeah, definitely. No question. I mean, we both have probably heard from so many listeners over the years that, you know, we're wondering, why is this not passing? When's it going to happen? I've got all these states that border me. I'm getting sick of driving across state lines. We've all heard that. Those are real stories from people. And, you know, I obviously was a proponent and have been a proponent of letting people have the ability to make a decision whether they want to bet on sports or not. And this was the best path for it to happen, because, as you said, it's been held up in the Missouri legislature really ever since 2018 when it became a state issue. And it was just not going to pass out of there for a couple reasons. And this vote was the best path. And if it would have failed, it could have been many, many years more, you know, down the road for it to actually become reality. So I'm glad to see that, as you said, it's not, you know, the final count's not in, but, you know, it's a very narrow margin, 4,300 or so votes. But it's going to pass, and this will be moving forward.
You know, it's interesting because you're obviously on a sports station in Kansas City. KMOX is a news, talk, conversation, information station that has a lot of sports, Cardinals, Billikens, the whole thing. But from a vocal standpoint, text line, callers, tweets and everything, I actually hear from more people who are against it than for it, and I bet you hear a lot more from people who are for it than against it.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, we're a sports radio station, and so it fits right in that demographic. And that's not to say that occasionally we wouldn't get a text, or I won't get a tweet from somebody that is just flat out, like, you know, anti-gambling, right, which is fine. There's plenty of people. I mean, we all just saw the results. There's clearly a large majority of those that voted that didn't want it for a variety of reasons. I don't think it was just anti-gambling. I don't think it was just the question of where's the money going. I think it's a combination of things that build that up. But yeah, most people that listen to our show, just because we're a sports radio station, were in favor of it, and because a lot of them were already betting, right? I mean, that's the whole thing. You know, it's not as if suddenly now everybody in Missouri is going to start betting for the first time. There'll be some people like that have never bet, but so many people were driving to Illinois for you guys on your side of the state, and Kansas City on the Kansas side, on this side of the state, or going up to Iowa, whatever it may be, or betting offshore, which is even worse because the money's not even staying in the U.S. and certainly not staying stateside. So this is something that a lot of people have wanted. And, you know, props to Missouri residents for making it happen. I mean, the 39th state to legalize it, better late than never, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I was for it. I think it makes sense for the reasons that you said. The tax revenue was leaving the state in most of the population centers, at least the ones closest to state borders. I guess folks in Columbia and Jefferson City might be the exception to that rule. But most of the people in the state, the population centers, are fairly close to some sort of state border where you can get somewhere and bet legally. Were you at all surprised, though, to that point, St. Louis for sure, and I think Kansas City to a lesser extent, the numbers were not as profoundly for this as you might have thought. Were you at all surprised by that?
Well, I was told it was going to be close. You know, I had talked to people leading up weeks out, a month or so out, and even though some of the polls suggested things were trending all right for a while, there was a ton of undecided. And I think when you look at the opposition, the no side, the campaign, put $14 million in the campaign, which for an opposition side of a ballot initiative is, I think, is as much as we've seen in the Missouri's history. And obviously, even on the yes side, 40-something million, that's more than we've ever seen. So, credit to both sides, right, for getting out there and obviously getting the message they wanted respectively across and narrowed the gap. I didn't think it was going to be 4,300 vote difference close, but I thought, 51.5%, something like that would have got it done. But this is why it's very important for everybody to go out there, no matter what the issue is, and go out and vote, because it truly, truly does matter. I mean, 4,300 when 2.9 million people, I think it was, voted on this issue. I mean, that's an amazing margin to have it come down to.
I don't want to get too into the weeds here, but I'm getting a lot of response from people who don't believe that money's actually going to go to education because they don't see lottery money go to the education. And when the lottery came in, that was the promise. From what I understand, there's a constitutional guarantee that this money goes to education. Is that correct?
That's kind of the gray area, right? It depends on who you talk to. Could still be left up to some to decide where the money goes and what that dollar amount looks like. And I think you just asked me why it was so close. This was the big issue. You know, we saw the yes and no side. Both of their campaigns, TV ads, radio ads, were all centered around money either going or not going towards education. And I think, there was a lot of people that I talked to that were turned off by it a little bit because they felt like they were either being lied to or like, hey, don't tell us this is why you're passing it because you care about education. We know you just want sports betting passed. And look, some of this is politics, but also I think that turned some people off at the time when they were thinking about voting yes or no. As far as the dollar amount, I think people do need to be prepared that because of the way the ballot initiative was written, the tax revenue that will go to the state of Missouri, especially early on, is going to be very minuscule because there's going to be deductions allowed for promo credits. So I'm talking about when you sign up for the first time and you get that free bet or free $100 bet or whatever, those can be deducted. Not every state does that. It happened in the Kansas side. It's why in year one, if you look at the Kansas revenue that came in from sports wagering, it was very small. One, because of that, also because people bet on the Chiefs and they won the Super Bowl. But the other reason it was because of the deduction. So, I don't think in year one, and in particular, you're going to see a huge dollar amount. And, it depends on why you voted for this. Like, I've been pretty open about it on my betting show and local show that, my big thing was letting people have the right to make a decision to bet. It was never, hey, go vote for this because it's going to bring in a ton of money to the state of Missouri. I said that's a nice impact if it does, and you're preventing people from also just going and spending money, not even tax revenue from the betting. I'm talking about going to your gas station or breakfast spot on a Sunday morning and making your bets. We've all heard stories of people doing that in Illinois or in Kansas. So it's that impact too. But I don't expect the dollar amount of revenue in year one by any means to be a huge amount.
We're talking with Alex Gold just a moment or more with him. What's the timeline for this? When can residents in Missouri expect to be placing sports bets?
I think that's a $1 million question. I get that asked all the time. I'm sure you've gotten that question already tonight. I've been told early 2025, early next year. Look, it's going to take 30 days, assuming all goes well, for this to become law. I saw some reporting out there suggesting that, December 5th, you could bet. That's not true. There's no way it's up and running that. It has to be up and running by next December. By December 1, there's language in this petition, the ballot initiative, that's when it has to happen. Early 2025, I took that as, March Madness, although we had the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, was on our station today here locally with our afternoon show. He said he thinks by the Super Bowl. I think that's extremely optimistic as well. I hope he's right. But that would put it as the fastest implementation since sports betting implementation was happening in the United States. North Carolina took 9 months roughly to get going back in 2023. Kansas had the quickest uptick from May passage in the legislature to go good to go by Labor Day, 70-something days. That, to me, is the benchmark to hit, 70-something days. I don't think December to the Super Bowl is all that realistic, but we'll see.
There, just tell Missouri this is how you beat Kansas, and they'll just jump right on it.
There you go.
Alex Gold is part of the team at our sister station in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan. You follow him on Twitter, at Alex Gold. Alex, thank you so much for taking the time. Great information. I'm sure we'll catch up again down the line.
No problem. Thanks, Matt.
Awesome. That's Alex Gold joining us here on the program. Appreciate him taking a moment or so with us. We'll see. 3 months from now, can sports gambling be going? I agree with Alex that I don't think that having it up and running by the Super Bowl is seemingly likely. You know, all the different companies that do sports gambling, Casino Queen, who are they? Who are they connected with? What sports book are they?
DraftKings.
They're DraftKings. Okay, so like Casino Queen has DraftKings. Different casinos are going to be different.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Lined with different sports gaming and everything. Look, some of the casinos are already owned by companies that have their own books and everything. Like, just all the logistics, all the licenses, who's going to get them, who's going to be operating the sports books. This is a heavy lift. This is a very, very heavy lift that they're going to be doing. So getting this done in 3 months or less. But again, did he say 76 days for Kansas? So Missouri wants to beat Kansas. There you go. You are on the clock in getting sports gambling up and running in the state of Missouri. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll have a little bit more on this. We'll also touch on the Blues and the scary situation yesterday. That's up next. This is Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.